Is a teacher with no students still a teacher? That is the question Arina Sahan has been struggling with for 18 months. For more than 3 decades, she's taught kindergarten in the Ukrainian city of Kharkiv, the country's second largest city that is regularly under artillery attacks from Russia. Her school and all the public schools in Kharkiv have been shut down since the Russian invasion in February of 2022. I met Sahan more than a year ago, and back then, she took me to her beloved kindergarten that had been damaged by shelling. Tell me a little bit about what it's like to be in this classroom. This isn't what you left in February. All you see is the emptiness, Arina Sahan tells me. All you hear is the silence. The last class of students she had, a group of 6-year-olds she nicknamed Goldfish, the war spread them all over the world.
Аврора в Іспанії, в Великобританії, в Польщі, вони, Маша в Германії.
Back then, I could see their artwork still hanging in the classroom. There were a dozen African violets that they planted in the days before the invasion on a table. And there was Arina Sahan, a teacher with no students. I am stuck. I am waiting, she says. Everything is on pause. This was all in January of 2023. I recently returned to Ukraine and to Kharkiv, and I couldn't resist visiting Arina Sahan again. On a very cold Saturday in January, she was finally returning to a classroom of students. Happening deep in one of Kharkiv's underground metro stations. It was the first time she'd been in front of students in nearly 2 years. She and her coworkers at the kindergarten above ground had transformed the space, which overlooks the train platform. In it, there are colorful rugs and little desks, posters and pictures hung up on the walls. The students sing together, they play Simon Says, and get one-on-one attention from Sahan. Sahan, focused and serious, but clearly in her element, bends down to help a student with pigtails count the number of stars on a worksheet. Good job, Sahan says with a big grin. At the end of the class in the underground, parents rush to her to thank her. It's been so long, they said. Thank you for setting this up. Later, Sahan and I and our interpreter meet up to debrief.
Tell me what it felt like to be in a classroom again.
It was really emotional, she says, meeting the new students for the first time. And a little scary. Because it had been so long, she says, laughing. At the end, she said, I felt like a truck had run me over. I was so tired. I nearly lost my voice. She tells me this new group of students, their social skills, their reading skills, are really far behind. But she's already making a plan, thinking about what each child will need from her. She shows me her upcoming lessons, art projects and books. She's been getting ready for months. She spreads out a map of Ukraine. Made of blue and yellow looped pieces of paper, quilted together. Next, she points to an extra-large jigsaw puzzle. Each piece is a region of the country. For every class, Arina Sahan makes a group chat for parents.
Would you show us? I just wanted to see.
Here, I can show you this.
There are already messages from parents saying how happy they are, which our interpreter, Hanna Palomarenko, reads aloud for us.
Some of the parents say, we are very grateful to you.
This new group also has a nickname.
And what is it called?
Валю, ми трасандочі карусель.
Like a merry-go-round.
Карусель. От ми вчора були в такій карусель.
The name carousel seems apt, she says, laughing. Round and round, we are about to go. Even as the excitement grips her, and for the first time in a long time, she begins to think and plan for the future, the scattered class from 2022 is all around us. Their art is piled up on a table in front of us.
Yeah, this is another Aurora.
Yeah, Aurora нашли.
Yes, she says, all the children should be here, she says.
Sophia?
Masha.
Well done, yeah.
I can't throw them away, Sahan says. The other thing that survived all this time, the African violets her former students planted, 8 of them. They're in Arina Sahan's apartment. The leaves are now big and thick. She says she still waters them every day.